The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
What?
No, all right. I know that sounds bad.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Woolnormouth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing. Testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2805 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in Zehrealm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busters, hustles, and your hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swole, you're back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you as powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2, flexing on all you be.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
All right. Fam, thanks for being here. Welcome to the show. Hit the like button. And of course, drop a comment down below. What are you smashing today? We're going to jump right into today's episode. Just a reminder, we still have specials that are live over at SwoleNormousX.com. So you've been thinking about joining the Swole fam. Now's the time to do it, to get access to all of our programs, nutrition, yoga, meditation, and so much more. Check us out. Plus, you get access to all the private live streams, SwoleNormousX.com. That's SwoleNormousX.com. Go check it out. And today I'm rocking the Forest Pump Delicious merch. We have the Super Swole Bros merch that just dropped, new releases. Everything over at papasolio.com is 20% off. So go and get you some new nip covers over there at the greatest merch store in Zehrealm. That being said, let's summon the Falcon and get today's party star. We got a great Swole card. A lot of you are already dropping it in the comments down below. So without further ado, the Falcon awaits. Falcon. It's a beautiful day for the Daily Swole Mancast, and it's a beautiful day for a Swole card. Hashtag 7pillars, drop that in the chat. Hashtag 7pillars for a chance to win today's Swole card. And of course, I do have the picture here. You can ignore the code at the bottom of that because you get 20% off automatically applied at checkout over at papasolio.com. But the Super Swole Bros is a brand new design. We dropped that on Monday during our accountability meeting for members, and it's looking awesome. Love the design. People are loving it. I can't wait to get mine in so I can wear it in some videos. And just looks awesome. So it came out really good. Proud of it. Super Swole Bros. If you like some Super Mario, cover your nips with that merch. Let's get into some Swole fan posts. We'll take some questions and stuff like that. We get into the balls deep, the knowledge cock and the balls deep portion. We'll get in some videos. So let's get into it. The tip is lubricated, but we need a little bit more saliva. Let's get into those Swole fan posts. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, indeed. Let's get into it. We have one from Emily. Emily is in the house. Good morning. It's an active recovery day for me. So yoga this morning and maybe some Pilates later. Ooh, Pilates. Thank you for sharing, Emily. Riley says, morning fam, crushing some biceps and calves this morning. Hope you guys are staying warm as the weather begins to shift. I mean, today was beautiful. It was sunny for the first half of the day. I was roasting my nips. I got a lot of sun on my nips today. So I'm not sure what the weather's like for most of you. But of course, unless you're living in the dick tip of Florida, it's probably snowy. You have snowstorms and all that kind of shit. But that's why I moved to Florida, so I could sun my nips all year round. So boo-hoo, it's cold. I've been roasting nips. I recommend you roast nips if you can. Why go through 6 months or 8 months of snow? Fuck that shit, in my opinion. That's why I got the fuck out. But stay warm, Riley, and keep making those gains. All right, let's get into some email responses. If you're not on the email list, go to makeemailswoleagain.com. Again, makeemailswoleagain.com. You do not have to be a member to get on the email list. You can still get my knowledge cock in your inbox, and it'll make you look forward to reading your emails finally, because emails are boring. They usually suck. You get a lot of spam, but I will, well, I'll fill up your inbox, but with quality stuff that you're looking forward to. You know what I'm saying? All right, Andrew's responding to the email, the secret to actually getting results. Andrew says, my biggest win, getting my wife to start a fitness journey running in line with mine.
Wow.
From meal preps to active minutes and mindset, I was the pillar. And now we are building a second pillar so our kids can see what healthy looks like. Let's get America for that. That's fucking fire.
Hadouken!
That's what I'm talking about.
Hadouken!
Andrew with the combo. Look at that. You are the pillar. You are the pillar. And it starts with all of you. So if you're trying to, and this is a very common question, how do I get my so-and-so to get healthier? My best friend, my parents, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my husband, my wife. Come on. You guys know that's one of the questions that we get all the time on the show. And it's always applicable because people are always dealing with this stuff. You find your epiphany. You realize, oh my God, I feel amazing when I go to the gym. I feel amazing when I take care of my health. I feel amazing when I get good sleep. I feel amazing when I'm eating grass-fed beef and not eating Doritos all the time. And you want people that you care about to jump on the train too. But unfortunately, just because you had your swole epiphany doesn't mean that other people are just going to be like, hey, and jump right on board, which is frustrating because you think, hey, you should trust me. I care about you. You're my wife. You're my husband. You're my boyfriend. You're my girlfriend. You're my mother. You're my sister, my brother. You would think that people would respond a lot better. It's frustrating when they don't, but you are the pillar and you have to lead by example. So bottom line, you need to be doing this for yourself and then other people, hopefully, but you're not in control of that. Hopefully they see you and they want to do better and you can still invite them and still talk positively and encourage them, but they still have to do it themselves. That is the frustrating thing. They have to do it themselves. No matter what you tell them, no matter what information you present them, maybe they are aware of the Swole Fan. Maybe they're aware of Swole Normous X. Maybe, you know, you're like, hey, I'll get you a membership and you can have access to this or do an elimination diet with me. I'm doing it now because it's January 1st or February 1st, whatever it is. But they still have to do it. You can't do it for them. It's frustrating. But if it's someone that's living in your house, it's so essential that you're all on the same page. Okay, we got one from Paulina from the same email, the secret to actually getting results. Paulina says, hi, Papa. What you say is very important. Some days we don't feel progress because the changes are small. I'm happy to say that even though sometimes I might not see the progress on the weight, I can see that my technique is getting better. And I'm sure she's referring to lifting heavier weights. Thanks, fam. You all motivate me to keep going and to do better. Thank you for sharing, Paulina. And that's exactly right. You might be making changes every day. You might be making progress today and you just didn't feel like it or you don't see a change in the mirror. You're not going to see, let's say you lost 2 ounces of fat. Seriously, you might lose an ounce of fat today. Maybe you did. You're not going to notice that. You're not going to step on a scale. You're not going to actually literally be able to see that. You're not going to see an ounce of fat in the mirror, but that's how it works. You don't just lose 2 pounds of fat suddenly. You lose ounces and grams at a time. So it's really important to understand that you're making progress even when you don't know you're making progress. So for example, even increasing the weight, think about this. You have to get strong enough ounce by ounce by ounce in terms of lifting more pounds, or, you know, in terms or grams in terms of kilograms. So for example, if you're benching 100 pounds and you get 7 reps, maybe you could have done 101. Maybe you could have done 102. Some gyms only have 2.5s as the smallest weight. So you could only go up 5 pounds total. So if you put 2.5 on each side of the bar, that's 5 pounds total. So maybe you can't do six reps with 105, but you can do it with 100. So maybe you can do 101. Maybe you can do 102. Maybe you could do 102.5, but you couldn't do 105 for the same amount of reps. So this is why I always like making that kind of incremental progress using 1 pound plates or half pound plates, or just being aware that you are going to get that level of strength. I'm just trying to give another analogy until you get to be able to do 105 for the same amount of reps. In other words, your body is going to compensate through that kind of rep range. So just understand that you're continuously getting stronger, hopefully, but in small quantities. It's going to happen slowly, whether you're building muscle, losing fat, both, increasing mobility. It's a game of millimeters, right? It's a game of millimeters. All right, let's get into some knowledge cock. Hit it. Dopeness. All right, let's get into some questions. Drop in the comments, hashtag AskPapaSwolio for a chance to be featured on the stream. And let's see, let's get some comments. What do you do to encourage those around you to do better? How many of you have been successful? Are you leading by example? Be honest. LET in the comments says, I just live my advice and let my results speak for me. A few family members have asked me about what I do. It's a start. That's exactly right. It's a start. That's really what you have to do, because you cannot get people to do the work that they have to do, right? No one can work for you. No one can eat for you. No one can sleep for you. You have to do it. So it's something that takes more time, because these are people that know you since before you forged your new identity. So they have to see it as, okay, this person is not wavering. This is why if you're trying to encourage people around you, you can't waver for a second. You can't give up for a second. You can't slack once in a while. You can't. You have to reforge yourself. And sometimes you have to pull yourself away from those people and pull yourself away from that environment so you can forge your new identity and then start spending time with people. Because if they're poisonous people, if they're negative people, if they're dragging you in the opposite direction, you got to separate and distance yourself from those people. All right, first question's from Aussie Maman. I or L or I, Aussie Maman. Okay. Is it possible to start lifting at 41 years old? Oof. Oof. Who's going to break it to her? 41, you're done. You're done. You're on the back nine. If you haven't started lifting by 41, I mean, I don't really know what kind of hope is left. You know what I'm saying? So sorry to hear that. Sorry to break it to you, but I mean, you waited way too long. All right, next question. I'm just kidding. All right.
You switch the samples.
All right, I'm just kidding. I'm 40 years old, so a lot of people think I'm younger. Maybe some people think I'm older, but it's absolutely possible. Now, you're talking about starting to lift. Of course, you can start lifting when you're 90. You're just not going to have enough time or the proper hormone balance or the mobility. You know, 90 years, you have a lot more time of stiffness and decay, so you can still start. So you can start whenever. But you absolutely 110,000% can start lifting at 41. And you're going to be able to make a lot of progress too. Just jump right in and start taking it really seriously with your nutrition, getting in that beef, right? Beef, eggs, go animal-based. Don't do any of that vegan, plant-based bullshit. Mama needs her meat. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, you need to eat your steak. You need to eat your beef. You need to eat your butter and tallow and eggs. You need to get your nutrients, get your liver, bone marrow, get your heart, get your organs. You know, eat really healthy, get quality sleep, and absolutely you can start lifting. You can make a ton of progress, so good for you. Lifting heavy weights, yoga, you got it. Absolutely, you can start lifting at 41. Now, of course, it's better if you start lifting younger, but you can dramatically reduce your risk for osteoporosis and things like that. Women are much higher risk for that than men. J-Dog. Papa Sully, what's the best body part to work on?
Because Dickus?
Mac Tony. Papa Soli, my boss doesn't let me go to the fucking gym. What's up? You tell me. What are you talking about? Your boss? Is that your girlfriend or your wife? Are you cucked out, son? What's going on here? Your boss won't let you go to the fucking gym? Your boss can go fuck him or herself. What does your boss have to do with you and your free time? Your boss doesn't let you go to the gym. Sounds like you're a bitch. Quit and get a new job, but I don't see how your boss can keep you from going to the gym. Sounds like your boss is a chode. All right. Alejandro Lear. Papa Solia, what happens if there's no gym near my house? Make your own. Build a gym at home. Get equipment. Structure it out on your property, in your room, wherever you can. You can train and gather a lot of shit. You could get jacked in an apartment. Just need to get some kettlebells, some dumbbells, maybe a squat rack. You can fit that in an apartment too, depending on the size. There's all different types. You can get squat stands. So for people in apartments, you can get crash pads. You can get pads. So you shouldn't drop the weights, but you can get crash pads that will support weights in case you drop them or put them down. So you don't have to so you can do that more safely. You can get squat stands. So a lot of people don't know that squat stands exist. You can get squat stands that you can move to the corner of the room. So maybe you don't have room most people have room, but maybe it's just not feasible for you to have a squat rack, even a small one in your apartment. You can get squat stands and then you can move them out of the way. You can take them out, put the bar on them, put the bench there. Boom. Now you have a rack. I used, before I got my half rack inside the house, I had a half rack outside. I had squat stands in the house. I sold them. I was really reluctant to sell them. I just wasn't using them. I wasn't using the squat stands, but they're fantastic. I had the Rogue ones, the S2 or something, whatever they were. Oh, they're fucking great. Heavy duty, super heavy, but they were great. I really wanted to keep it, but they were just sitting outside and I'm like, all right, I just sold them that way. They wouldn't just get weathered. Because I literally wasn't using them, but they're great. Fantastic. All right. Just an idea. Okay. Let's see. Chef Craig _retired. Oh, obesity ... epidemic ? Treatable. What? This isn't even a question. These are just words. These are words. Obesity ... epidemic treatable. How do I even go about answering this question? That's not even a question. What do I have to do? Formulate? Are you giving me words to formulate a question? Is the obesity epidemic treatable? If people get off their lazy fucking asses and put in some work and change their habits, otherwise, no. It's getting worse. And I think people have an uphill battle because most people are ignorant and they're constantly lied to by mainstream media as to how to get healthier. And most people are just addicted. They don't want to change their habits. So, you know, if you don't change your habits, then you're not going to change the outcome. All right. AJR Sec. Papa Soli, I don't feel rear delts on reverse flies. I only feel it in my tries. Is there a better workout? I don't know how you're doing your rear delts. Reverse flies in your triceps? That's weird. I've never felt with dumbbells in or felt that ever in my triceps. You might just be extending your elbow and doing kind of like a kickback or like extending, which you shouldn't be doing. You also might be going too heavy. So your elbows are bending too much. So you're feeling it in part of your triceps. Could be your elbow position. You could be having your arms too close to the body. So you might want to try some different positions at the shoulder joint. You could also use a reverse pec deck. You could use cables, like a high low cross with two arms or one arm. So there's a lot of great things you could do to hit the rear delts. It just sounds like you're doing it wrong or you're going too heavy and your form's off. Beasted 124, Papa Swolio, what is your workout routine? I'm not gonna answer that. I'm not gonna go into like my entire split. Such a vague question. My workout routine. Okay, P1XIV31. I'm skinny. Should I start bulking or exercise normally? Okay, well, that question is worse than even the first one. So I don't want to like ignore this question because some people might just be listening to the show for the first time. Like, oh, we don't know what your workout routine is. I lift heavy weights. I don't like answering the same questions over and over again. But I've been doing a 4-day split lately. I do about 6 to 10 sets per week for a body part. A couple of them I do more, generally 5 to 10 rep range. So I'm doing a chest, middle delt, and triceps. Like, so I do a push and pull day, but I do only like 2 sets of biceps and triceps on the push and pull day. I do rear delts with back. I do middle delts with chest. And then I'll do a leg day, and then I'll do a bicep and tricep day. So it's nothing fancy. And if you want great results, it's not going to be fancy. It's going to be consistent. And it changes. I'll change sometimes. I'll change on the fly, or I'll adjust, or I'll add another day of recovery in between, you know. So I'm very dynamic with my training in terms of when I might need a day in between and do more mobility and then do more intense training the next day. Some days I'll do intense training a few days in a row. Sometimes I'll do 2 on, 1 off. So I'll manipulate around a little bit. So I don't like going off a week structure, but like a 7-day structure, there's really no reason. This is a very arbitrary number, so it's kind of nonsense. But generally it's within like one, you know, it's within a cycle, but you don't have to start the same muscle on the same day. But that's just how we normally do it, just based on a calendar. But that's not how the body works. The body doesn't give a shit what the calendar is. So it really just has to, it really comes down to the intensity of your training, how much volume you're doing. And if you're doing more intensity, you can't do as much volume and you need ample recovery systemically as well as locally for your body parts. Big O on Rumble. I know you don't answer how many sets, but how do you know when you're recovered fully in order to work a certain muscle again? Well, you're not going to be locally sore, but how do you know when you're fully recovered? Well, full recovery, it's a good question. Full recovery is going to come down to local recovery, which happens fairly quickly, and systemic recovery. So you might be still worn down on a systemic level, like overall your entire body, like energy levels. You still might be compromised if you're training without enough recovery. So even if you're doing different body parts, if you're training every single day and trying to train intensely, you're not going to be recovering enough unless you're taking anabolic steroids and shit like that. That's going to aid you in recovering faster. So you're going to need days off from intense training, even if it's a different body part. You did chest on one day, back the next day. Maybe you need a day off between chest and back. Or maybe you want to do chest one day, push day, and the next day you do pull, but then you need a day off because, for example, if I do push and then pull, sometimes I'll do a day off from just like general recovery, yoga, club swinging or something, because then I want to do legs, but I don't want to just do push, pull, and then legs, because I want to give full effort for my leg training. So I take a day off just for my body, not necessarily for my muscles, more so for like my entirety, like my central nervous system. Because remember, you are creating nervous system stress. You're creating stress on your body. So it's not just, is my bicep sore? It's, is your body and your nervous system? Because it's all the same, same brain, same lungs, same heart, same organs. Just because it's a different area of your body doesn't mean your body in totality is recovered. So you're going to know if you are training hard enough, eating properly, recovering enough in totality, systemically, as well as locally, if you're increasing reps and you're increasing your weight over time. So you don't want to, for example, let's say with my schedule, the way I'm doing it, maybe I come to another, you know, I do a body part again, I come back to it, and I get the same amount of reps I did the previous workout, or maybe it's one less. That doesn't mean that I'm overtraining or under recovering right away. Sometimes shit just happens. Sometimes your body, maybe I'm not fully recovered, or maybe I just didn't push hard enough, or maybe, who knows, the temperature is a little bit different, or I didn't eat as well as I could have or sleep as well. Who knows? It's really like over time. So if you did 8 reps on a bench press for a certain weight last week, you come back to do it the next time you do chest and you got 8 reps again, it doesn't mean like, oh my God, I plateaued. What's happening? You come on here on the podcast, Papa Sulio, I plateaued. That's not a plateau. That's not a plateau. Right? So you need to really be more long-term thinking about it. Now, if it's a few weeks in a row and you're not making any progress, it could be your intensity. It could be your sleep. It could be your nutrition. It could be the program design, or your reps start dropping a little bit. yeah, maybe you need to add a couple more days of recovery. You're doing too much volume. Maybe you're doing 10 sets in a workout. Maybe drop it down to 5 or 6 sets. Train more intensely for less sets, recover more, add another day, and then see. Because then if your strength goes back up, you know, oh, I wasn't giving myself enough recovery. And it's not something that you necessarily feel. You might not feel exhausted. Oh my God, I'm not recovering. I'm so wiped out. It could just be subtle. It could just be subtle, you know? So if you're tracking these things, you're going to have a better idea of what's actually going on. So if your strength is improving, or you're adding weight or adding repetitions, not volume, not that you're doing another set. Oh, I feel great today. I'm adding another set. That's increase in volume. That's not necessarily hypertrophy, that you're just adding more work. But if you're improving and everything feels good, then that's a great sign. Then you know you're recovering enough. If you start to see that plateau week after week and you're not making any progress, you got to change something up. We will. Okay. So I don't have any more live questions. We'll move on to balls deep, but I'll take this one again, even though it was silly. I'll reformulate it into a proper question. P1XIV31. I'm skinny. Should I start bulking or exercise normally? I mean, I don't know what the fuck you're trying to say. I kind of do, but the language is atrocious. You're skinny. You should be putting on muscle. Lift heavy, eat big, but eat properly. Pack on muscle. Focus on building muscle. Don't eat tons of shit. You don't need a crazy surplus. You shouldn't be getting fat. So when I say bulking, I just mean putting on muscle. Bulking just means getting fat. You're not eating Taco Bell and McDonald's and garbage and pasta all the time. You don't need to do that to get, you shouldn't do that to build muscle. You don't need that to build muscle. You don't need much of a surplus in calories. You don't need much extra. You need sufficient amounts, not excess, because then you'll just put on fat. All right. No more live questions. Cool. Let's go balls deep.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's deep.
All right. Balls deep time. Here we go. Fam, pick a number. 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3.
Dodson. Dodson. Pick we've got a Dodson number. Here.
Oh, fam, pick a number. You're on the greatest show on earth, beaches. The greatest show on earth. Make sure, fam, you hit the like button, subscribe, follow. Share the show and share the channel with your friends live on Rumble, rumble.com/thedailyswole. And of course, make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you bang your ear holes. It helps tremendously when you leave us a review. So Spotify, how many of you listen on Spotify? Make sure you hit the 5 stars, Apple Podcast, hit the 5 stars and write a review if you can. I love sharing them too. And of course, check out all the links down below to join the Swole fam, swolenormousx.com, programs, yoga, meditation, everything that we talk about here on the show to crush your 7 pillars we have over there at SwoleNormousX.com. 20 discounts on 3 month and annual memberships, but the 20% off that I was about to say, I think it's actually more than 20% off over at SwoleNormousX.com, but merch, 20% off. So we have the Super Swole Bros, Forrest Pump, Gandalf, Go to the Fucking Gym. What else we got? Depth Vader, Swolopoly, God, what else? The Muscle Alphabet, God Hates Trans Fats, all the best merch ever. It's all 20% off. Check it out. All right. You get a little tainty man here. Oh, tainty boy. We haven't seen you today yet. You sexy beach. Oh, tainty boy. Oh, my tainty man and my church. All right. Let's get this a little more punched in. How we doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my good side. That's my good side. This is my other good side. My good side. My other good side. I got 2 good sides. All right. Pow. Let's see. What else we got here? All right. Pow and Dem. Number 2. Mark saying number 2 for the Tainty Man. All right. Let's go number 2. This one's called Shift. It's called Shift. What we got here?
What's in the box?
Shift. What does Shift mean?
373.4 is the number that came up on the scale this morning when I weighed myself.
Whoa!
Today will be the last day that I weigh 373.4 pounds.
Oh?
I will not allow myself to continue down this trajectory. Today is the day that I start to overhaul my life and build it back in a more healthy, sustainable way so that I can have a better quality of life, a quality of life that I deserve, a quality of life that I'm going to earn. It's time I start living my life to the fullest. This is the only life I have, and so far, a good chunk of it has been squandered. Don't take this as me beating myself up. This is simply an acknowledgement of what has transpired so far, so that I can work to remedy it in the future. So as of today, I am going to be working on a fundamental shift in my life. If that's something that you're interested in doing yourself, or just want to come along for the ride, please feel free to stick around.
I posted that video 7 weeks ago today, and as of today, I am down 24 pounds.
Yo!
If you are starting a weight loss journey, or if you are wanting to just build a healthier life for yourself, or if you are feeling like I felt when I posted that video, I promise you, whatever changes you are wanting to make, you absolutely 100% can. If I can do it, you definitely can do it. Oh, shit. Sorry, that's my smoke alarm. My oven is on right now. Excuse the foul language. But anyway, just make sure, please, to do it for yourself.
Okay, nice. Good. All right. I didn't think that was going to be a win video. I thought it was going to be something else. Awesome. Fam, it's up to you. It's up to you. Usually when we get the first one, that's good. When we hit the Swole Daily Double, we end it. What do you think? Should we end on that note? That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good video. We do have another video or two. It's up to you. That was a good video. That was a good one. What do we got? It's up to you. It's up to you. Your call. If anyone's like, we'll end it. You hate shit posts? You don't like the show? I don't know what anyone's saying. Everyone's saying, I don't know what you're answering. No, yes. Now I'm not sure exactly how I worded it. We always have a win. We always have a win. We always have a win. We'll keep going. We'll keep going. We always have a win. We always have a win. Because then it's more time to spend with the fam. Hit me with some shit. Yeah, no one wants to end the show. All right. Let's see what we got here. That's what we got here. It's all funny anyway. It's all positive. Look, it really is all positive when you think about it. Because you also get to watch a video and you're like, I feel great. I feel great. I'm mentally sane. All right, let's go with Perlevow. Number one. Speaking of one.
What's in the box?
All right, this one's called... this one's taking a quick turn. It's called genital preference. All right, genital preference.
Yes, genital preferences are always transphobic. You're welcome.
Instant regret.
No, but seriously, deciding that you don't want to be intimate with someone because of the genitals they have is transphobic, particularly like if you think about in this case.
Sounds like Miley Cyrus.
Means that this person is not open to dating trans women, which invalidates their womanhood. Not only that, it makes assumptions about the way that trans people are going to want to use those genitals. The idea that trans people use the body parts that they have
to the corner,
cis people with those same body parts do, is transphobic. Say it with me. General preferences are always transphobic.
You're insane.
I don't work with the males because I used to be one.
Okay. Last, we could have avoided this, fam. All right, one more.
What's in the box?
But here's what I'm not going to do. Here's what I'm not going to do. Perlevo in the corner. But this is what we're not going to do like a 2-minute one. We're not going to do anything that's like excessively long. So we keep it short. This one's called Wish Death. Wish Death? Like Death Wish? All right. I'm interested.
I do wish death on transphobic people because they wish death on me and have caused death to many, many, many of my brothers and sisters in the trans community.
Hold on a second. Did you just say brothers and sisters in the trans community? Are you assuming their genders?
Matt Damon.
Are there... You absolute... You're not using the proper pronouns. I suspect.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
I want to stab all of you to death as many times as I can. I want to stab you in the throat and twist it like I'm carving a fucking pumpkin.
This sounds illegal. You're threatening violence. This is as illegal as it gets to post online, is it not? I don't know what's happened to this video, but FBI, where you at? Where you at, FBI? Ah, that's right. Grandma was in Washington, D.C. a couple years ago. You're busy. I forgot.
Matt Damon.
I forgot. My bad.
I want to shred you into tiny fucking pieces. I want to tear your fucking bones out from your goddamn body.
I feel like we've done this before. I think we've seen this before, or maybe it was another rage video from this person. I feel this looks familiar, or maybe I've seen it in the past. I don't think this is new.
I want to scoop your brains out with a fucking spoon. I want to eat your fucking flesh.
Well, that was fucking hilarious, actually. That was hilarious.
Every word of it was absolutely
true. Elizabeth in the Telegram chat. More passion. More passion. More energy. More energy. Jesus Christ.
Give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
Okay. Yet when I post a video saying to go to the fucking gym, sometimes I get my videos flagged for bullying and harassment. So I wouldn't want to tell people to go to the gym and stop being fat, lazy fucks. But I guess this person can literally tell people how they're going to murder them and get away with it. Wow. See, ladies, you see what happens? You see this? You should swallow. This is why women, ladies, you need to recycle. Okay? That's a win. Should have been a stain on the carpet. All right. I can't believe someone had that. That came out of a vagina. I guess they didn't care either, because obviously this thing wasn't hugged or I don't know. This thing was definitely kept in a cage or something. They didn't get the Tamagotchi that he wanted when he was little. You guys remember the Tamagotchis? Remember those? You always let them die. All right, gross. But fam, we need to laugh first. We're going to do the throwback now. Throwback now. Yes, sir. All right, here we go. Throwback in the house.
What's in the box?
All right.
The way that fat phobia impacts. I discovered another way that fat phobia impacts my life.
Probably because you're so fat.
So when I hurt my knee, I tried to get a knee brace from like CVS, Walgreens, whatever.
Oh, why are you whispering? They weren't big enough to fit around your fat fucking leg. The manufacturer, should we make these knee braces for a human or for an elephant? I don't know how many elephants are going to be walking into a CVS or a Walgreens to buy a knee brace. Let's make one for a human.
If I want a knee brace for my knee, I have to go online and wait 2 days. If that wasn't an option for me, well, I would just have been bedbound for 2 days.
Big deal.
Here's part two.
This is an issue with the fact that over half of Americans...
Are you putting makeup on your ass?
Meaning this is not just an individual me issue.
Put your mask back on.
Me in particular, if I lose weight, yeah. Sure.
That'd be
maybe
great.
I would be more able to find things that fit me. Maybe I would not have to experience fat phobia.
Wait, hold on a second.
If I lose weight, yeah, sure. Maybe I would be more able to find things that fit me. Maybe I would not have.
Maybe if I lost weight and stopped being an absolute monstrosity, I could fit into things better. But no, I could just stay the same and complain. And then I get more views on the TikTok. All right, fam. Thank you for being here. We made it. We started off with the awesome transformation and positivity first. And then we just won this episode. This is what we call downhill skiing. Last run of the day. We're like, you know what? Fucking send it. Right. You know, you're on the top of the mountain. You took the wrong lift. You went all the way up and now you're on the bowls. You're on like the triple blacks. And you're like, you know what? Fuck it. Boom. That's how you do the moguls. So you're all the moguls. I always slip and fall. Just fucking send it. Go straight down, right down the middle, right down the side. right? If any of you do snowboarding or skiing, you ever see the people on the side of the mogul trail just like, just flying the fuck down? Yeah, send it. Who cares? Who cares? Just fucking run it down. We start off at the high point and then boom, we just water slided that shit. All right, swole card time. Hashtag seven pillars. Let's give away the swole card. Falcon, kick us off. What we got from fam? Why is her knee bad? It's probably because she's 1,000 pounds. Hashtag siete pilars. Let's see what we got. We got a winner here. It's Karen. We got a Karen in the audience. Hello, Karen. Karen D. Karen's getting that D. 17. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Well, all right. All right, Karen. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. SwoleCard2805 in the subject. Your mailing address in the body of the email, and we'll send you this swole card. Congratulations. Congratulaciones. Karen D. 17. Ew. Congratulations, Karen. It's fucking bullshit. That's fucking rigged.
That's fucking bullshit.
It's fucking bullshit. Oh, the mats are crying again. Shocker. It's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Come on, stop whining. Fucking baby. All right, soundboard requests.
Shut up, bitch! I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
You can be fat and be healthy. I'm sorry, Lizzo, healthier than I will ever be.
I like to caress rusty spoons.
What is the best move to silence a woman?
Chlorophyll? More like borophyll.
That gorilla has seen the city of Zinj.
Because you are a disgusting bad body!
The Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
We got it now.
Oh. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
What the fuck is that?
Chicks will dig you, or dudes, or whatever gender thing you're into.
Ooh, that was slick. Aw, oh, slick with it. Papa slick with it.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Now, once you've had sex with a woman, she will naturally start to depend on you, okay? All women do this.
Unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of 1,000 waves. Begone, vile man.
Coast to coast.
Begone from me.
Oh, nailed it at the end. All right, fam. Thank you so much for being here. Hold on a second. Patience. All right. I got to get that like automatic crank. Fam, thanks for being here. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button, subscribe, follow the show. We'll be back tomorrow. And of course, Friday, we will have an overtime segment at the end of the public episode, brand new Drive Mulgane. And we're gonna have a great time. So we'll see you Friday for overtime. But of course, tomorrow, episode 2806, and we'll be doing it again. And I think, you know, probably tomorrow we'll end on a high note. Today, we just did some downhill skiing. That was fun. But reminder, going back to that first Balls Deep video that we covered, it's just a decision, right? If she can do it, why can't you? If so many in the Swole fam can do it, why can't you? If you look at a transformation, if they can do it, why can't you? It is a cliche, but why can't you? Again, one of my favorite quotes is from The Edge, right? That movie, The Edge. What one man can do, another can do. It doesn't mean another one will do it. It doesn't mean it won't be challenging. And of course, some things are just more realistic. Like, all right, you know, maybe you'll never slam dunk a basketball. That's not really super important. But in terms of changing your habits and making positive changes, every single person can do that. From wherever you're starting from, you can make those positive changes. It's just up to you. Now, you might not be leaps and bounds. You might have a couple step backs. You might get injured. You might have something happen. But it doesn't mean that in the long run, you're not making progress. Right? Just think about that in terms of any kind of volatility, like, you know, stock market, Bitcoin, anything. It goes up, it goes down. It goes up, it goes down. But long term, it trends up. So just like any kind of self-development, you keep on hitting, you keep on aiming for that nail and keep on hitting the head, keep on hitting your seven pillars, keep on being consistent and setting those habits so you could be more consistent more often and train better and fine tune over and over again. So you're just getting better at what you do. So not only are you doing your seven pillars every day, but you're getting better at doing your seven pillars every day. You get better at your nutrition. You fine tune your nutrition. You get better with your training. You structure a little bit better. You work out, you work a little bit better and smarter and better recovery, little tweaks. You try an extra day here, a different exercise here, a little less volume here, a little more intensity here, a little bit more mobility, a little bit of a different area of the body that you're focusing on, a little bit more meditation more often. Whatever it is, you get better at that, then guess what? Everything gets better. And then long term, does that mean you're going to be able to lift every time and like train? It's going to be perfect. There's no perfection on the seven pillars. It doesn't say perfect, but it doesn't mean you can't still aim for improvement and doing as perfect as you possibly can. What's perfect for you that day? So the more opportunities you give yourself, the better it's going to be. Period, end of story. Doesn't mean everything's going to go your way all the time, but if you set those habits, it's more like a pebble on the highway, right? You're driving behind a truck or something, you're like a little clack on your windshield. Good thing it wasn't your face, right? Or you hit a bump. If you hit a pebble on the highway, you don't even think about it. You might hear a little, but you don't think about, oh my God, and go flying off the road. Now, if a big portion of the highway is missing, like you're done, or there's a tire in the road, like there's a big obstacle. You might have to swerve or slow down or detour or get off the highway and go a different way. But the more consistent you are, the more consistent you are, the more it's like pebbles on a highway where it just doesn't even affect you. And that's where you have to get it to be. So like one day off or, oh shit, something happened, right? Something happened. I just, you know what? I'll train tomorrow. That way I'll do some yoga instead so I can focus on a good training session tomorrow. I'll just wait one more day. It's only going to benefit you, right? It's only going to benefit you. You're just going to be more recovered. You'll be able to focus a little bit better. But because you're so consistent, it's not, you're not losing anything. If anything, you get more recovery. You're going to crush it even more tomorrow. But for someone who's just getting started, has bad habits, that's going to turn into what, 2 weeks. Oh, I'll just take a day off today. I'll do it tomorrow. And then they don't do it tomorrow. They wait till the next day and the next day. And eventually they just stop completely. So for me, if I don't lift heavy today, then I'm not concerned about like, am I never going to lift heavy again? Or never going to try? Of course I'm going to. So you have to build that. You have to build such momentum and such consistency that it's an absolute. You have to build such consistency that it's just the biggest, most ridiculous anomaly for you not to do the seven pillars. It's just like, no, that doesn't happen. Like it's just a blink. It's a blip on the radar. It's nothing. All right. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe, leave us a review, all that stuff, wherever you listen to the podcast, and follow on Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Share the stream. And swolenormousx.com to join the fam and get access to all of our training programs, yoga and meditation and private live streams, all that good shit. Links in the description down below. See you tomorrow. Peace, McGee, Deuce, Magoose. Yeah, boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, 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 oh. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zams. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so